if a person has been quite well and you hear that suddenly they have some disease, you say, last night she
seemed well,
but then she
got sick.
But you don't have to worry. He'll be well again. If a man was out in a heavy rain yesterday and didn't change his clothes when he came home, and today he's going around sniffling and sneezing, what happened to him in the rain?
Taken cold.
If it affected his voice, he is...
laryngitis.
Or you could say he was...
hoarse.
I have a little...
oh.
If the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you ask, why haven't you your medicine?
Taken your medicine.
The patient might answer, I some yesterday.
Taken some yesterday.
And I'll some more later.
I'll take some more later.
If you can't hear anything at all, you say you are stone
or dead.
You've been working hard, and you take your wet shirt off and say, look how I...
there's that.
Except if you're working out in the field, you might say, look how I...
wait.
Something that comes on the back of the neck, on the body, and it's very sore, and it has to be opened. It's called a...
carbuncle.
And another name for it would be a... when a boil opens, the stuff that drains out is
yellow.
And what do you call it?
Pus.
In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a
broken arm.
If somebody got shot or stabbed and you said you got a doctor to look at the
wound.
When a wound doesn't heal clean, a white granular substance might form around the edge. Sometimes it has to be cut out or burned out with alum, and it's called some kind of flesh.
Crab flesh.
If you get just a little cut in your finger, what is that brown liquid that stings that you put on?
Allergy.
If a man was shot and didn't recover, you say that he...
he died.
What is another way of saying that to spare people's feelings?
Passed away.
What do people say sometimes? Sort of in a crude way, when, like they say, I'm glad that old skin flint finally
kicked the boat.
Okay, he's been dead a week and nobody's yet figured out what he
died of.
They laid him away in the
casket
of the place.
Cemetery.
If it's small and out in the country, you call it a
graveyard.
If it's very small and on the farm,
then the burial ground.
What would you call it around the church?
Church cemetery.
What did they put the body in before they buried it?
Casket.
Are there other names?
Coffin.